Hello, Jeanette. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Talked to you a few times, but I mean, that's an understatement, just calling you a photographer, because congratulations. I know you're there since the 8th of August, but on the display in Temple Bar, just from an acorn, as they say. It's an old cliche, but isn't that true? Remind our listeners.
Well, last year I had an exhibition in Pierce House Flats, where my grandmother was one of the first residents, and I turned a flat into a gallery. And this year what I've done is that exhibition has moved to the National Photographic Archive in Temple Bar, and it's expanded. Mm-hmm. And I've recreated a flat back in Pierce House. I've brought it back to the 1930s.
Yeah, I was explaining...
Which is when the flats were open, actually.
Yeah, I was explaining to our listeners earlier on I was going to be talking to you, because a lot of people, I've met a lot of people, and I know quite a few people, all around the area of Fingal, but especially in around Coolock, Donnymead, are actually from around Pierce Street, Mackin Street, and all that, so they'd be quite interested in that and getting them down. I was down with you there on Wednesday having a look at the flat, because I like to at least know what I'm talking about, even though I was born around the area myself. But to see the reconstruction was absolutely marvellous. The stuff that you had down there, Janet, where do you pick that up? Like the radio, and I know you get the people have given you photographs, but the radio and the bath that you had there in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, actually, the flat, you know, it seemed like a nice idea at the time, but it turned into a bit of a grand design, because I got a flat that somebody would have moved out of in March, and, you know, I couldn't have done it on my own, so myself and some friends and some of the people from Pierce House helped me. And what we did was we literally, you know, stripped up the floors, back to the floorboards, and scrubbed them and washed them and painted them. Checked, you know, researched the paint that's been on the walls, and there's a green that was called Corporation Green that apparently was everywhere, and repainted the rooms and sourced what's called granny print wallpaper and paper to put up dado rails and picture rails, and sourced a bath from actually Victorian Salvage, were able to give me one of the original baths that would have been in the flats, and a Belfast sink, and an old cooker, and it came from, you know, somebody had died in the flats, and the family gave me a couple of pieces of furniture, and other people donated stuff. I found stuff on the side of the road that was going into slips, and we turned it around. Mm-hmm. I bought some stuff in auctions. It was quite funny. We put an old fireplace back in, and as soon as we cut the hole in the wall, the soot came down. So the soot is original, Pierce House.
Go on.
No, I was going to say that, for me, the whole idea was, last year when people came to the flats, a very interesting part of it was that people came back, and when they looked at the old photographs, they had memories. So this year, the actual recreation of the flat is doing the same, which I think is very powerful. People are coming in and they're saying, reminds me of my granny's, or we mm-hmm. used to have one of them, or I remember mm-hmm. that. And it's lovely because, you know, I mean, if you read the notes in the book, we're getting, like, people are, you know, reliving some of the memories, and they seem to be good memories, which is nice.
Yeah, well, when I was talking to you first of all, I don't think it's a green that you would pick for your own house, is it? <It's a green.
laughs> No.
But anyway, when I was down there on Wednesday talking to you, as I say, you're doing a bit of a recce on the place, so I knew I was going to be talking to you today. I was just reflecting on the way down to you about the tenements that were actually surrounding Pierce House just as it was built, and for long after, maybe 20, 30 years after, the tenements were still there, and they were sort of the higher echelon, if you don't mind me saying so, of the working class, and people were envious of people who had the flats. And then today I had more, as you said, people are sort of getting flashes, and I was thinking before I talked to you today about the industry in the area. I was thinking about the big gas works that was on the corner of Pierce Street there. I was thinking about, I don't know, I think there was about 4 or 5 coal yards in the area, and quite a lot. I'm trying to remember them all, but it was quite industrious all around Pierce Street.
Oh, it was. And my grandmother's family, the Savages, actually were in the coal trade, whatever that meant at the time. But I think there was a lot of families dealing in coal, and that's obviously why they would have settled here originally. So, like, my grandmother would have been born in Sandwood Terrace, which is where the Swings and Pierce House are now. Mm-hmm. And actually, as you talk about the tenements, it's quite interesting because so many people, and I'm finding this amazing, so many people are coming in and telling me they, and only people in their 50s, that they actually lived in tenements, you know, which isn't something we think about. We sort of associate it with, you know, a previous generation
people
gone.
People think of the 19th century, around 80 and odd, but I mean
yeah,
the tenants were there up to the 60s and beyond, if my memory's correct. I think well into 65.
No, I think they were even longer, because if you remember over around Sean McDermott Street, I mean, I remember, you know, when, you know, the tenements were still there and seeing people sitting at open doors, and they were obviously tenement buildings with families living in them. So I think that went well into the 70s, and it's not, we tend to think it's before that. But one of the things that comes up, and I think it's worth mentioning as well, that, I mean, tenement is associated with a bad word, you know, mm-hmm. but tenement was a word that people used for a dwelling that had one entrance and people went into, and it, you know, it wasn't sort of a bad word initially. Mm-hmm. And people are very quick to tell me that the tenements they lived in were not dirty, and, you know, their mothers kept them very clean, and they had nice pieces of furniture. And I think that's worth remembering, because it's very easy to turn around and say the tenements were slums, you know, and it's one word that really the people I find do not want to be associated with. And even my grandmother, who would have come from a small cottage on the site here, which would have been, you know, classed as, you know, not a great standard if you look back at mm-hmm. the census. I don't believe that my grandmother suddenly came into the flats and started to be a very clean person. And I definitely never remember any sort of poverty or, you know, dirt associated with visiting her. So I think that's worth remembering as well, that, you know, it has sort of got this name, and I think a lot of people are very proud of their families wherever they live.
I don't to demean the man in any way, wonderful, wonderful writer, but I think Dickens has a lot to do with that. And his his depiction of people in tenements at the time, and it seemed to get into the mindset of people, because I know myself, what you're talking about, hygiene and people. Actually, if you could have some of the furniture that people had in the tenements and went to an auction today, I think you would make a lot of money.
I think you're dead right. And I think also, I mean, I think if people go, and I hope they will go and visit my exhibition in Temple Bar, and I'm hoping that it might also challenge maybe some of the stereotypes that people have about people that live in inner city flats. Because it's the same way that maybe the reconstruction here of the flat might challenge, you know, the way people would have lived in inner city flats in the 30s. You know, I just hope people go and look and, you know, maybe think twice the next time they pass a flats complex.
I was just thinking before I, just as a comment, when you talk about the cleanliness and hygiene, I mean, this for me, seeing women on their knees cleaning the fronts, made of concrete, washing the steps. I mean, that speaks volumes, that the front step had to be really clean at all times, a concrete step. Just to talk about tonight, I'll be in there tonight because you have the Lord Mayor launching or officially there at your exhibition in Temple Bar. Where exactly is it, and what time will that be at?
Okay, well, the Lord Mayor is officially opening the exhibition, and I've published a catalogue as well that he'll be hopefully launching for us. It's at 6 o'clock in the National Photographic Archive Meeting House Square in Temple Bar, and obviously everyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just thinking there that I know your heritage partially is Pierce House Flats, but I think it's a little more than that now. You seem quite protective of the whole idea of anybody that has lived in corporation flats, no matter where they may be, would I be correct in saying that?
No.
No, okay.
I think all I want people to do is just to think twice before they brand people. Mm-hmm. There are good people and bad people everywhere, you know, and I live in an estate out in Rathfarnham, and it has 250 houses, and I'm sure it's representative of different types of people. Mm-hmm. In Pierce House, there are 345 flats, and I'm sure it's exactly the same. It's representative of different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's more to challenge stereotypes and just to, you know, I do feel that, you know, the more I learn about this, there are so many people, there are 10,000 families living in Dublin Corporation-controlled inner-city flats, right? That's before you start to look at Ivy Trust buildings or housing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's huge. And, you know, my exhibition is called A Village in the City. And I believe there are many villages within the city. And I believe that they have in some way become invisible to the people who come into the city to work and who, you know, pass by these buildings every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really want, I mean, you know, all I want is people just to just stop and think. And if people just do that, I've achieved something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, a testament to what you've achieved is the exhibition in Temple Bar coming from the flats down there where you had it last year. So that's testament to how successful it is. As I say, there's a lot of our listeners from in and around the area, like myself. So I hope they will go in and support and bring back the memories. I can't tell you how important it is for that and how wonderful it is as well. And there's some great, great photographs. And I'm sure you're getting them in all the time, are you, Janet?
Yes, I'm still continuing to take photographs and to get photographs. And a Facebook page I set up has people all over the world who came from the flats or, you know, are sending me photographs and are commenting on photographs. It's just called Facebook.com/Pierce House. But one interesting part of this exhibition, Noel, actually, is that, I mean, it's taking place in the gallery of the National Photographic Archive.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Photographic Archive are going to open an archive on Pierce House and inner city. And, you know, I mean, the inner city life. And they would love to welcome people's original photographs into that archive. So, you know, if some people want to contact me or if they want to go straight to the National Photographic Archive, we will be opening an archive which I think will be very hugely significant in years to come.
I'm sure it. But I'm looking forward to talking to you tonight anyway and seeing the exhibition in there, because I remember you were telling me that, what was it called again, with the tree and the ring or the...
Oh, the ring, yeah.
Yeah, the ring.
I've recreated a ring, as they were called, which was the tree guards that were in the flats. I remember when I was a kid, I used to come down and people sat on them and they used them as meeting places and, you know, men sat down and played cards at them. And I just found when I came back to the flats, it was something I missed. So I actually have made one, concrete base and everything. And even though you never used to see a real tree in them down here, I think they always died. I put a real tree into the gallery.
Probably someone like me tending to them. Anyway, maybe that's what we'll do tonight. We'll sit around the ring and we'll have a chat tonight at 6 o'clock with the Lord Mayor. There's the official opening. But it's running right up to when, Jeanette?
The 6th of October.
6th of October again, just to remind us. Okay, and I'll talk to you tonight and people can go in there anytime. And is it the flat?
The flat is open between 12 and 3, Monday to Saturday, and 2 to 5 on Sunday. And the National Photographic Archive is open from 10 to 5 every day of the week.
Okay, and they're both simultaneous up to the 6th, are they?
And they're both free.
Yeah, and you're having the gathering on the 6th, which is quite significant as well.
Oh yeah, sorry, that's a big thing, and I'm sorry I didn't mention that. Next Friday night, we're having a gathering party in the flats in Pierce House, and we're hoping anybody who has any association with the flats or with the area will come to that. And my uncle Hugh Corr, is going to do some music with my sister Carol Ann Lowe. So it should be a fun night.
Indeed. I'm just looking at a picture of when he was a kid there. He hasn't changed much. He's got a bit taller, but that's about it.
he's still a kid. At heart.
Look at yourself. Listen, I'm looking forward to talking to you tonight, Jeanette. And
okay, take care now.
See you then.